Back in the fall of 2011, Vivian Richardson was facing a double dose of difficulty.
I was at home recovering from a head-on car accident.
At the same time, the house in which she was recuperating was being threatened by foreclosure by Wells Fargo Bank. She'd applied multiple times for a loan modification with no success when an idea landed in her lap.
I was laying on the sofa watching TV, watching the evening news, and I saw Tanya Dennis, who lives in Oakland, and she reoccupied her home.
Dennis says this was, is, and always will be her home, whether the bank likes it or not.
I didn't really break back in my house. I just repossessed my home. That sounds a lot gentler.
Tanya Dennis had won a loan modification from the bank, and Richardson was intrigued as she watched the victorious Dennis and her supporters on the screen.
And I saw these wonderful yellow T-shirts that had the letters ACE written across it, A-C-C-E. And I was like, what the heck is that? And of course, as the newscasters were talking, they explained what ACE was.
ACE is the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. It was founded by former employees of ACORN as that national organization folded in 2010. Like its predecessor, ACE's philosophy is about empowering low-income and working people to become active around the issues that affect them. That sounded good to Vivian Richardson.
I got on the internet on my laptop and looked up ACE and got a number, called.
Richardson soon received a visitor at her home.
My name is Grace Martinez. I am a community organizer with the San Francisco chapter of ACE.
And she asked me if I was ready to fight for what I thought was right and mine, and I was. And with a cast and bandages and everything else, I was doing press releases, press conferences in front of my home, down at City Hall.
I'm Vivian Richardson. I am a Bayview resident, and I am a foreclosure fighter.
Yeah. There was a lot of people, a lot of press. And so the neighbors saw it, and then we started having others kind of join in and fighting for their homes.
So far, Richardson has been able to stay in her home with the help of about 200 people who've joined ACE's Foreclosure and Eviction Fighters Committee. Grace Martinez says that committee is ACE's largest, and that wasn't a choice made by her or by the group's other two employees.
Actually, the members decided this is what they wanted to work with.
Martinez says this is a core part of how ACE works, organizing from the bottom up. It's part of the legacy of ACORN that still permeates ACE. Martinez herself had worked for more than 5 years at ACORN's San Francisco chapter until it closed in late 2009 as funds dried up amidst the growing scandal.
And this is a Fox News alert. Two more ACORN officials have been fired as the shocking undercover investigation has now spread to that organization's Washington offices. And that's not all.
ACE formed in early 2010 with the former head organizer of ACORN California as its executive director. ACE eventually employed many other former ACORN staffers, like Martinez. But in the months between the collapse of one organization and the formation of a new one, some dedicated field organizers simply continued to do their work.
Because we still had people going through foreclosure, because there was no ACORN, we continued to do some activism, and some of the staff just went on unemployment just to continue working with the people that we had.
ACE now has 6 chapters throughout the state, with headquarters in Los Angeles. San Francisco ACE has over 1,000 dues-paying members. In addition to the recent focus on foreclosure fighting, ACE members have been involved in issues ranging from public school reform to job training to voter outreach.
The members that I've been working with now are, a lot of them are new to activism, many of them who had never been to a protest or an action before.
I grew up in the 60s, but I never was a part of the civil rights fight. But I think it's kind of laid back and something that was always in me, but I never had a chance to use it.
Neely Yarbrough got involved with ACE while searching for help for her 92-year-old uncle, who was facing foreclosure on his home of more than 40 years. On a tip from a housing counselor, she went to the weekly meeting of the Foreclosure and Eviction Fighters Committee, where she met people like Vivian Richardson. Just as Richardson had been inspired by Tanya Dennis's story on TV, Yarbrough heard stories of victory over the banks and decided she wanted to fight, too.
what members of ACE do. When they fight their foreclosures, but they also fight and help other people too. That is one of the requirements. And we also vote on ideas, how best to handle the actions and stuff. It's not just one person that says, oh, we should do this. We sit down and we talk about it.
Working with ACE, with other people in the similar situations, brought to my attention I wasn't alone.
ACE member Ian Haddo is also fighting foreclosure on his home. Before joining the group, he says he was depressed and ashamed, literally hiding under the covers in his bedroom.
By aggregating my voice with other people's voices, I compounded my power. It was not a simple addition, it was a multiplication of power, an exponential gain.
Haddo is a librarian and says he's usually shy and reserved, but at a recent protest action with ACE.
I danced and chanted as we walked along Market Street along with everybody else, and it was exhilarating.
Staff organizer Grace Martinez says she loves seeing this kind of growth happening.
You know, I'm not a very spiritual person, but I feel really blessed to work with people who are ready to take back, you know, what's theirs and fight the good fight and, you know, and see them as develop as, like, community leaders and not be like victims and really, like, you know, change that conversation.
Neely Yarbrough says she's ready to start changing that conversation on a broader level. She never used to pay attention to politics or elections, but she's recently become one of the leaders of ACE's Election Outreach Committee.
Like I say, I joined San Francisco ACE because of my uncle and him going through the foreclosure and stuff like that. But then also, too, if you get involved in what's happening, you know, in your government, local, state, even, you know, the whole country, you've got to, your one vote counts. You know, and a lot of people think, you know, it doesn't really make a difference. But if everybody thought about that, where would we be?
Come out and talk to us. Don't throw us.
At a recent action sponsored by San Francisco ACE, foreclosure fighters confront a billionaire investor at his home in the wealthy Silicon Valley suburb of Atherton. Yarbrough's 13-year-old daughter, Darnetta, is the one holding the bullhorn. A few weeks ago, this wouldn't have been the case.
First, I think she was kind of a little embarrassed because she didn't want her friends to know exactly what was going on. But I told her that was not, it was no inflection on her. It was something that happened to Uncle Robert. And the best way for us to help him is to, you know, get out and fight, get petitions signed, and show him that we support him.
Yarbrough says she's happy her daughter is participating and hopes she'll follow in her mom's newly found activist footsteps.
I would like for it to, but I mean, you know, whatever she chooses to do, that's okay. I know what I'm going to do.
And what's that?
I want to continue to fight.
Under the bus, come out and talk to us.
For Making Contact, I'm Jen Sheehan in San Francisco.